91X News.
It's 8 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Selena Steele-Klo. Police say a Kingston man faces numerous charges following a chase south of Belleville that ended with a stolen vehicle in a ditch. The OPP says officers tried to stop a vehicle this morning following reports of a possible impaired driver, but the driver took off. The vehicle was later found near an area, but the police were soon chasing another vehicle reported stolen nearby, and after a brief, the driver lost control and crashed into the ditch. A 29-year-old man was seen by the paramedics and then released to the police, who arrested him. The OPP's Is Distracted Driving Week is in full swing. Megan Burry has more.
This week, the OPP is targeting drivers who aren't giving their full attention to the road. Distracted driving can come in many forms, with the most prevalent being texting or talking on the phone. Constable Alana Doybell is a community services officer for Central Hastings. She says drivers need to make driving their priority.
So I think people need to start to recognize that driving is a very important task. You're operating a motor vehicle at a high rate of speed. There's all kinds of things on the roadway you need to be focusing in on, and that's an important enough task that all your focus should be on that, and we need to slow down a little bit and make that the priority.
The campaign runs from March 14th to the 20th. Megan Burry, QNET News, Belleville.
A bilingual folk duo is coming to town. QNET News' Stephanie Clue has a story.
Wolf in the dark. You stole my heart. You bit through the bone.
This is a sample of The Wolf, a song on the new album from the folk band Georgian Bay. Joelle Westman and Kelly Lefebvre met when they studied jazz together at the University of Toronto. After recording songs on her own, Westman thought there was something missing.
Some songs just come to me so easily, like they're done, and some songs feel like they need another person.
So she reached out to Lefebvre and they started recording songs in 2013. The pair released their first album a year later in 2014, and Westman says the experience was a bit overwhelming.
Like, it was also our first experience. We had just started writing together, and so, you know, having access to a recording studio and these amazing musicians, but being on a timeline, things felt a little rushed.
Westman and Lefebvre sing in both French and English, but they didn't start the band thinking they would write in both languages. Combining the two seemed to fit their music style.
In the end, what it comes down to is, like, what language can say what we want to say in the song the best.
Georgian Bay will be performing a house concert in Belleville on March 24th. Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
A terminally ill man is expected to learn today whether he will be allowed an assisted death. A Toronto court is set to rule in the province's first such case. The 80-year-old married grandfather, who suffers from pneumonia, has asked to die from a single injection. Last year, the Supreme Court of Canada struck down laws that barred doctors from helping someone die, but put the ruling on the hold for 1 year. The court later granted the government a fourth-month extension, but said that the terminally ill could ask the courts for an extension to the ban during that period. Belleville's electricity distributor is encouraging its customers to make year-round energy savings as part of Earth's Hour this Saturday. Spokesman Chris Macy says has the energy programs that can help some homeowners save money and save energy, including downloading coupons for discounts on energy products. Earth Hour is a worldwide movement to encourage people to turn off their lights for 1 hour from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. this Saturday. Their journey has been a long and dangerous, but thanks to a group of local volunteers, the family has now have a new home from their war-torn country of Syria just under 3 years ago. Members of the addiction refugee group have been raising funds for months and bring a refugee family to Napanee. That happened on February 11th when the group welcomed Majorn and Reza Husso and their four children to the community. The operators of the casino in Belleville says local constructors and subcontractors will be kept out of the loop of when the place bids on the $41 million development. However, the body representative of the local construction industry says no such details have been shared to date. The Quincy Conservation Association has been in the dark when it's related to those details. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says it's up to the municipal politicians and local public health officials to decide if they need to save injection sites for drug users. However, Wynne says the society has a responsibility to implement such a harm reduction to measures to make communities safer.
These are not easy questions, but I do think that, you know, there are good models in other jurisdictions that Toronto is looking at. And as I say, we have a responsibility as a society to reduce danger and increase safety.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says next week's federal budget will restore the age of eligibility for old age security to 65. Trudeau says the decision by the previous government to increase it to 67 was not the right approach, and there needs to be more thought given to the system of supporting Canada's seniors. The Liberals had pledged during the campaign to under the Conservatives' decision to raise the age of eligibility for OAS, which wasn't going to take in effect until 2023. The company says it is ending its orca breeding program and the SeaWorld raising its shows. The company also is working with the Humane Society one of its largest cities. The Human Society of CEO Wayne says that is a mutual friend pulled both sides together for SeaWorld.
It's not perfect. I mean, we do have disagreements, but we don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
Everyone is a little bit Irish today, and in Dublin, about 125,000 tourists are expected to join hundreds of locals filling the streets to watch the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The two-hour parade through the center of the Irish capital is a centerpiece of a week-long festival celebrating the Irish patron saint. And that's QNET News. Sports is next.
Happy Easter, kids. I brought chocolate.
Dad, this is just what we didn't eat last year. Toss out that chocolate left around the house from last year. Donini Chocolate has all the succulent and rich-tasting chocolate you'll need this Easter. Have your pick of chocolate bunnies, carrots, lollipops, and chocolate cream-filled eggs all made ready to melt in your mouth. Donini Chocolate wants to change your Easter from unimpressive, ugh, it's stale, to delectable. Donini Chocolate, open daily with extended hours, 335 Bell Boulevard, west of Sydney.
Wellington Dukes forward Luce Brown has been selected as the most improved player in the Ontario Junior Hockey League. Brown led the OJHL with 42 goals and 91 points, which more than doubled his total from last year. The 19-year-old Napanee native and the former Quincy Red Devils has committed to play the Union College in New York next season. Defenseman Nick Boddy picked a great time to score his first goal of the season, the third period to be given to the Trenton Golden Hawks at 2-1 win over Wellington in game one of their OJHL conference semifinal. Danny Hannels also scored for Trenton, while Luke Brown accounted for the Dukes. Trenton's Lucas Brown says that the game was very highly anticipated. DeMar is expected to be back in the Raptors lineup tonight when they visit in the Indiana Pacers. Devon sat out Toronto's 107-89 win over the Milwaukee Bucks on Tuesday night. All-star guard Kyle Lowry was dominating in that game, scoring 25 points and adding 11 assists. The Toronto Maple Leafs are the only Canadian NHL team in action tonight. They host the Florida Panthers at the Air Canada Center. The Leafs are in the basement of the league standings, but have won three of their last four games. There are eight games in all. The most recent victory game last night as the Warriors stopped the Canucks 121-85. Stephen Curry had 34 points for the Warriors, who are 61-6 on the season overall. Jets forward Drew Stafford says his team did not play to its strengths.
maybe trying to be a little too fancy with the puck, slowing the game down instead of playing with speed. You know, we were successful the last couple games because we were on the puck and we were playing with that pace. But, yeah, like I said, I think we've had maybe a little bit of a response, but, you know, it still wasn't enough.
The Los Angeles Clippers opened up a large halftime lead en route to a 122-106 victory over Houston. Rockers guard James Harden explains what went wrong.
We just weren't in sync from the beginning of the game. I had a terrible game, so it just, offensively, defensively, just wasn't going well for me.
A third quarter explosion propelled Oklahoma City to a 130-109 win over Boston. Celtics guard Avi Bradley says Oklahoma City was hot from the field.
They were just hitting shots, tough shots, and two very good players, as in Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. And whenever they're getting their teammates involved and they're all knocking down shots, it's hard to guard that team.
Blues coach Ken Hitchcock says his team played down to their opposite for the second game in a row as St. Louis lost 6-4 to the Edmonton Oilers.
I mean, we're scoring four goals a game and losing. It's not a good recipe, and I think everybody in that room knows it. It's kind of what we're doing to each other right now that is a little bit uncomfortable. We're having to mount comebacks and waste a lot of energy to come back in hockey games that really, if we play the right way, we'll be in full control of.
Send us your team or legal scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the forecast for Belleville. At 12:12, it's 8 degrees. Today will be mainly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers with a risk of thunderstorms. High 10, except for plus 5. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of rain showers, changing to 40% chance of flurries after midnight, a low of 0 degrees. For Friday and leading into the weekend, it'll be a mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries in the morning and low of minus 11. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Clough, news on 91X next at 1 o'clock.